We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey today? Please tell me.
I have become donkey of the day.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, January 13th goes to a former Louisiana deputy named Dennis Perkins. Now, last year, I gave his wife donkey of the day for doing some of the sickest stuff I have ever heard in my life. Did you forget? Do you need a refresher? Well, let's flash back to WBRZ ABC2 for the report, please.
In a shocking development, Perkins agreed to a plea deal, admitting her involvement in a child rape. But her defense says the real monster in this case is yet to be tried.
The former teacher taking a surprise plea deal Monday instead of facing a jury. Pleading guilty to one count of production of child porn, one count of second-degree rape, and one count of mingling of substances. Originally facing more than 70 counts, the Attorney General's office agreeing to cut that down only if she agreed to testify against her ex-husband, Dennis Perkins. The couple are accused of filming and raping a child as well as feeding treats tainted with Dennis's semen to her students back in 2019.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes, you heard right. Dennis Perkins and his wife Cynthia were indicted on 150 sex crime-related charges, including but not limited to providing semen cream filling for cupcakes and feeding them to children. My God, they was putting baby bat in the big wheels, okay? This ball barf and the brownie bites, everybody look alive, okay? These hoes done ruined the hostess, man, all right? And what makes this story nuts, literally, is that the vanilla cream filling that be in these delicious-ass treats like Twinkies, that butter, powdered sugar, and marshmallow cream that comes together to create this delightful sensation in your mouth, when you young, playful, and immature, it reminds people of the clam sauce. And Dennis and his wife, Cynthia, were synchronized in their sickness because they decided to put that cork snort in the cupcakes, okay? I would tell these folks find God, but God not lost, they are. All right, now Cynthia, the wife who I gave donkey of the day to, pled guilty to second degree rape, production of child porn, and conspiracy of mingling harmful substances. We just heard that. As part of her plea deal, 68 of her 72 charges were dropped, and she agreed to, I think, not testify, either testify against, to testify against her husband. She was sentenced to 41 years in prison, and I'm sure inmates of the prison she's in are praying she don't become the correctional cook. Oh, Lord. Please, no kitchen job for Cynthia, okay? Can you imagine her preparing and serving food to other inmates? Cynthia Perkins, a cook in a woman's prison? Ugh. The red badge of courage would absolutely be the secret ingredient in the tomato sauce. Now, Cynthia filed for divorce from her husband following their arrest, saying that he had manipulated her into committing the crimes, and he was in court on Monday where he faced 78 charges. What will happen to a man who was voluntarily putting his dong water in the ding-dongs? Let's go to the report, please.
With his head turned away from our cameras, Dennis Perkins entered the courthouse for the final time. The much-anticipated trial, set to begin next week, canceled in light of Perkins's guilty plea. A deal the prosecution wasn't expecting. When he and his wife, Cynthia, were arrested in 2018, Perkins was facing more than 150 counts. He pleaded guilty today to 7, including rape, sexual battery of a child, video voyeurism, production of child porn, and one count of the mingling of harmful substances. Part of the reason the AG's office accepted the deal was to spare the public from what prosecutor Barry Milligan called some of the worst evidence he's ever seen. Sentenced to 100 years, and as part of the plea deal, Perkins waived any right to appeal, probation, or parole.
100 years. Thank God we didn't have to hear the details of that evidence. Nobody needed to know how he was filling these Hostess products with high fructose porn syrup. But because of his crimes against children and cupcakes, he accepted a 100-year prison sentence. I do not like that word accepting when it comes to prison sentences. There's no prison sentence that anybody's accepting, especially one that's 100 years. This is what y'all are giving him, and this is what he's taking because he has no choice, okay? 100-year prison sentence. But damn it, this man deserves every single second. And I hope he keeps that same energy in prison because there's some homies in there that's thirsty, okay? And they don't want that gentleman's relish out the jar. All right, they don't want that. They don't want that out the in the cupcakes. All right, they want that nut butter scrape from the tap. All right, no, Dennis, don't get shy now. You're gonna be in there serving up penis coladas to everyone, and rightfully so. Please let Remy Ma give Dennis Perkins the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw! You stupid motherfucker! Are you dumb?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. What are we talking, penis coladas?
Now, the Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday question comes from Rockman Dunbar. You know, he's an actor. He was in Soul Food. Yeah. He was in Girlfriends, a host of others. All right? He turned 50 years old 2 days ago, and he posted this on his Instagram. He said, 50 years old today, 30 years in this business, never sold my soul or my ass. Beep. Real God body, original black man energy. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Have you ever traded sex for something?
Now, that's what we're saying. What that brother was alluding to is the fact that, you know, people, I guess, do gay things in the business to move ahead. That's the conspiracy. That's the stereotype, right?
I wouldn't even say just gay things, but that's what the whole Me Too movement was built around. I mean, people just having sex to make moves.
Yes. Yeah. So we're asking, have you ever had to do it? 800-585-1051. Let's start with you, Charlamagne.
It's not time to talk about this shit.
You know what? I'm just asking. It's a tease.
It's not time to talk about it.
He's trying.
Not intentionally, but
not intentionally.
Not intentionally.
Is this the chicken wing conversation? We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
breathing right now?
Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.